Commissioner of Zambia to enforce the electoral code of conduct to curb political violence ahead of the polls. CPRA accuses ECZ of violating Article 51 of the Republican Constitution. In international news, Ebola fears a fourth India-Africa summit postponement. In international, in sports, rather, Kwazi FC secures Super League survival as Zesco United win in Kawe.
FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, is urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to proactively engage political parties and strengthen the enforcement of the Electoral Code of Conduct to prevent escalating tensions from worsening ahead of the 2026 general elections. TIZ Executive Director Moses Nyambe has emphasized the importance of preserving public confidence in the electoral process as the country approaches the polls, stating that this can only be achieved if all stakeholders commit to peaceful conduct, political tolerance, internal party democracy, gender inclusion, and full respect for constitutional rights. Mr. Nyambe also affirmed that TIZ will continue to monitor the pre-election environment and engage relevant stakeholders to promote peaceful, transparent, inclusive and credible elections that reflect the democratic aspirations of the Zambian people.
TIZ is very deeply concerned by the reports of violence, intimidation and the political tension witnessed during the filing of nomination papers in several parts of the country. Now, we believe that such acts have no place in our electoral process and we condemn them in the strongest terms. Elections are a democratic exercise that must be characterized by peace, by tolerance, fairness, and respect for the rule of law. And violence and intimidation during the nomination process not only threaten public safety, but they also undermine the integrity and credibility of the electoral environment, even before campaigns officially begin. The incidents that have been witnessed are particularly worrying because they create fear among candidates, among supporters, and ordinary citizens that wish to participate in the democratic process.
The Center for Peaceful Research and Advocacy, CPRA, has raised concerns over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's continued acceptance of candidates seeking to contest the 2026 general elections as independents while still affiliated with political parties, describing this as a violation of Article 51A and B of the Zambian Constitution. CPRA Executive Officer Clifton Chifuwe explains that Article 51 stipulates that a person is eligible to run as an independent candidate for a National Assembly seat only if he is either A or not a member of any political party and has not been a member for at least 2 months immediately preceding the election and B satisfied the qualifications under Article 70. Mr. Chifuwe emphasizes that this constitutional requirement is mandatory and must be strictly adhered to, adding that individuals who do not meet these provisions are ineligible to contest as independent candidates and should not have their nomination papers accepted. Mr. Chifuwe says his organization knows with deep concern of reports that ECZ has been accepting nomination papers from individuals who, based on publicly available information, remain members of the ruling UPND and have not resigned within the constitutionally mandated time frame. He warns that such actions raise serious constitutional questions needing urgent clarification from the Commission. He has therefore called on ECZ to remain vigilant and demonstrate institutional independence by disqualifying any candidate, regardless of political affiliation, status, or influence, who fails to meet constitutional eligibility criteria.
We are also disturbed by the confusion surrounding the UPND adoption process, including reports suggesting that some constituencies had multiple adopted candidates. The ruling party should explain how this occurred and ensure accountability within its internal structures. Further, while every eligible citizen has a constitutional right to stand as an independent candidate, the Constitution clearly provides under Article 51 that one must not be a member of a political party for at least 2 months before the election. Article 52 further requires nomination papers to be rejected where constitutional qualifications are not met. We therefore call upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to strictly apply the law fairly, impartially, and consistently. No individual, political party, or institution should be above the Constitution. As an organization, we remain committed to promoting peaceful political participation.
Citizens First presidential running mate Moses Mawere says Zambia deserves better leaders and that the August general elections present an opportunity for Zambians to elect experienced leaders who understand governance and can deliver meaningful development for the country. Speaking on the political podcast, Mr. Mawere cited former Foreign Affairs Minister Harry Kalaba, among others, as examples of leaders who have demonstrated strong leadership qualities and the ability to govern the country effectively. He stressed that leaders must be trained and prepared before assuming the highest office, warning that the presidency is not a position for learning but for execution. Meanwhile, Mr. Mawere commended political parties for building alliances, noting that these reflect unity among the opposition ahead of the elections. He explained that different alliances have successfully filed nominations and that discussions will continue on how opposition parties can move forward together. He added that political cooperation among opposition parties aims to provide Zambians with better leadership and national development.
Let's take leaders who are experienced, leaders who means well, leaders who have what it takes to be in that office. That way is when we're going to see meaningful development. You have seen the efforts we have put in place as opposition political parties. These issues of alliances, these are efforts tried to work together as opposition political parties. And we have seen formidable alliances which have been formed. And our prayer is that some of these alliances we have seen now, two alliances have managed to successfully file in the nomination. We are hoping that others will also manage. From there, definitely, God will give them everything through which, as alliances, will sit down and say how we proceed going forward. So God will guide us and we remain guided by the God's intervention.
Political commentator Chabo Tamwetwa has criticized the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, saying it failed to protect Zambia's economy during the period of load shedding. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show, Mr. Mwetwa stated that the country had sufficient electricity at one point, but accused the government of prioritizing exports over local businesses and households. He questioned the UPND administration's performance, noting that despite years in opposition, the party failed to meet public expectations after taking office in 2021. Mr. Mwetwa also raised concerns about corruption allegations in the health sector, the rising cost of mini meal, and the export of maize to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo amid local shortages. He added that August 13th elections will provide citizens with an opportunity to evaluate the UPND-led government's performance over the past 5 years.
I'm allied to our request. We had the power. We just didn't give the people the power. It was given out to others for the sake of commerce at the sacrifice of our very own economy. Because we all know